This is how we brew it.
On 95BFM Breakfast, thanks to 8:30 Coffee Roasters.
Morena, Christian.
Morena, kei te pehe a koe.
Oh, kei te pai, kei te pai. E mea koe, kei te pehe a koe.
So good, so good.
Lovely.
Had some sun over the weekend. What can you ask for?
So oh, good, yeah. I had a little swim on Saturday even.
I had a swim yesterday.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, very good.
Oh, you swimmers? I was just rotting away at the Pixies. Oh, good weekends all round. And we're topping it off. Like, I reckon the good weekend vibes have continued because we've got this unreleased brew here in our hands.
Yeah, yeah, it's so exclusive that it's not even released yet. It's a B exclusive.
This is really, really exciting.
Yeah.
I'm really excited about this.
Yeah, yeah, so it's our new Ethiopian Koke Chalet.
Chalet, is that how you say it?
Hopefully I haven't murdered that pronunciation, but
sounds
yeah.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's phonetically how it looks. So, yeah, that's how we'll say it. But, yeah, happy to be corrected. But, it's a delicious one that we're all really, really excited about. We've been looking forward to this release for a long time. So, here it is.
So cool. Tasting notes of lime cordial, blackberry, and blood orange.
So, yeah. Big fruit.
Big fruity one for summer.
Hell yeah. Now, we were talking about how this one is quite expensive, and then this led us to a little bit of a chat about what goes into pricing coffee. So shall we go there?
Yeah, let's go there. Yeah, let's talk about it. Yeah, so it's kind of just I probably ruined the surprise off of you, but so the thing with coffee is that it's actually traded on an open market like any old commodity. Which a lot of people kind of don't realise. So, yeah, it's kind of up there with the golds and the silvers and all of that stuff kind of that's extracted from the earth. And then it's traded, on an open market. So there's a price and it goes up and down as people either trade it to, roast it into beans like the ones in front of you, or probably as we've seen over the last couple of years, people have been sort of speculating on it as well as like currency markets have kind of come back a little and there's been uncertainty in there. People have gone to things like gold and silver and coffee to speculate and trade around, which in turn has pushed the price up. So,
So that's sort of why, because I feel like I have heard quite a lot in the last couple of years, or even just in the last year, about the price of coffee going up quite a lot. So is that the main reason?
Yeah, it's one of them too. I think the other thing is, the old climate change. And, particularly as there's more rainfall and more extreme weather events and all that sort of thing, and higher temperatures as well. What you've seen is, just not the same amount of coffee coming out of the plants and the plantations and the farmers and all of that sort of thing. So, that's also pushed the price up. So it's kind of been the perfect storm. Probably over the last 18 months, you've heard lots more about it because the price has gone up about 200%.
Wow. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So you can see in the kind of the coffee market, it's just gone like that. And around sort of February, we had to put our prices up because, we couldn't absorb that. So it's just sort of one of those things where, you kind of buy it as a green product from, we call it green coffee, and then we roast it into coffee. But that price went up over 200% in the last 2 years. So
holy heck.
It's been a tricky one, yeah.
Yeah, and then there's a lot of other factors in terms of, not just coffee beans, but when you're paying for a flat white at a cafe, there's a lot of factors going into that, like inflation and the price of milk and everything as well, right?
Yes, absolutely, yeah. And people want to be paid fair wages for the work that they do. So
fair enough.
Yeah, absolutely.
As they should, I reckon.
Yeah, 100%.
Hot take. Hot take, really?
That is a crazy hot take.
Crazy, steaming hot take.
First one on the radio.
It's incredible that it's on the same market as silver and gold. Like, that just, I never even thought about that.
Yeah. So one of the things I have kind of, that I check every day is that coffee price and it's tied in with just a normal share market. So conceivably there's someone on Wall Street that trades in coffee. That's how the coffee market works. Yeah.
That's crazy.
So
fascinating. Yeah. What an interesting world. And so this bean in particular is a little bit on the bougier side.
Yes. Yep.
And why is that?
Black label.
Yeah, so it's black label. Well, it was going to be a black label, but we decided to release it as a bit more of a wider thing, but it's just a more sort of exclusive coffee, higher quality, hand picked, hand grown, all of that sort of thing. So
wow.
So people get into it. It's releasing on Wednesday. So, but yeah, we've brought an exclusive one in for the BFM listeners, pre-launch.
Mm-hmm. This is very exciting. As you know, you can win our bean of the week, our bag of beans, which I've got right here.
Russell.
Bean ASMR. It's nice and tightly packed, so there's not. Oh, you can.
Oh, there's a bit of a shake.
It's
that?
Coming
can
through.
Can you hear the
text us now if you can hear
that's
it.
That's the sound of bougie coffee beans from Ethiopia, everyone.
We have had a hilarious text through. Someone said, how do you speculate on coffee? Is the half-used pack nestled at the bottom of my pantry from last year accruing value?
Absolutely it is.
That's
right.
100%.
But actually, I mean, it's kind of an interesting question, but what happens is it basically just gets like moved from someone. Yeah, it's kind of like fake money and how that sort of gets traded around.
Yeah, right.
It's just sort of, it doesn't actually physically move somewhere until, you know, a coffee roaster purchases it to turn it into coffee. So I'm not sure about that. Not sure it's the freshest either, going back to last week's discussion. It'll be well degassed coffee by now.
Gasless.
Possibly gasless. Yeah, possibly get on the 8:30 website and grab some more.
I reckon.
Yeah, I think head to 8:30, use the code 95BFM, get 10% off, or just text us 8:30 your name and your B card number, and you could be in to win this beautiful,
a particularly
bag.
Fancy bag this week.
Yeah.
So good. 8:30 is one word with one T in the middle. So you can text in all week, and we'll be giving this away on Friday. Really exciting. Lime cordial, blackberry blood orange. Just sounds so delicious.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to brewing that up as a cold brew actually at home.
I was just thinking that. As soon as it gets hot, I start thinking about, because you know, sometimes an iced latte just isn't going to cut it.
No, yeah.
And a cold brew, there's nothing like it.
Yeah.
Cold brew gotta happen.
People do crazy things with cold brew. I've had people make cocktails with like tonic water and cold brew. It's a whole thing.
Yep.
It's a thing. Tonic water and coffee.
Yeah, turn yourself into a little spritzer. It's a goodie. Yep.
Cold brew spritzer with fancy Ethiopian coque chalet?
Yeah, sure.
Say less. Delicious. As part of This Is How We Brew It, we play tracks from the same country of origin as our coffee beans each week. I'm really excited. We haven't had Ethiopia yet, and we've got a couple of
tracks
on my sleeve. There's gonna be some Ethio jazz this week, everyone. So get excited.
This is a classic track you've chosen, and the first one that I thought of as well.
I thought we had to start with a classic. Mulatu Astatke is like, people call him the godfather of Ethio jazz.
Yeah.
So I thought we'd just start with a classic. And this is Tezeta, which is his most popular track. So I thought we'd listen to this. Thank you so much, Christian.
Thank you, Christian.
Always love
Thanks
chatting
for having me.
With you. And everyone, text in if you want to win this fancy bag of beans, or head over to 830.com. Is it available to like pre-order now, or from Wednesday it'll be available?
From Wednesday.
Wednesday. Yep.
Head over on Wednesday and use the code 95BFM for 10% off these delicious Ethiopian beans.
Yeah. Awesome. That was This Is How We Brew It. And this is Tezeta from Mulatu Astatke. Thank you. Mulatu Astake, Tezeta, absolute classic.
Oh, thank you, Ethiopia. Track.
Thank you, Ethiopia, for That's everything you've done for us. Coffee, getting, music,
getting to play humanity. That track is just something else. It was so good.
It's exactly how I feel when I sip a cup of 8:30 coffee on a sunny day.
That is the vibe. Now, we've had a really interesting question, which we have chatted about off air with Christian. What is the best brew for an affogato from 8:30?
Christian said, well, because normally an affogato, if anyone not familiar, is a scoop of ice cream with some espresso on top. Yummo. So delicious. And I guess if you're doing it at home, if you, maybe you've got a fancy espresso machine, or maybe you've got like a stovetop mocha pot situation, which is like pretty good as well. And Christian has said one of the blends would definitely be best for that. And I'm looking at these blends, and just in my expert opinion, I'm kind of thinking 8:30 standard blend looks delicious because the tasting notes are cocoa, vanilla, and orange blossom.
Oh, and that with a scoop of ice cream.
Yeah, yeah.
But then you're away.
The 8:30 organic blend, Christian said, is tasting really good at the moment. Caramel, floral, and spices are the tasting notes.
Yes, yeah, that could be another shout. But yeah, any of the blends, any of the organic beans, which they have available on the website.
8:30 classic blend as well. Dark chocolate, toffee, and tangerine. Yum. Yeah. Bloody hell. You can also, I've just seen, you can do an 8:30 blend set and save 15%.
Ooh.
So you get sort of a taste of each of them, which is, I mean, if you'd like, I would really like if you could make an affogato with each of those and then report back what was your favourite.
Please do.
Bit of market research, perhaps.
So bougie. Keep those texts rolling in. You can continue to enter all week. We'll be doing This Is How We Brew It. We draw that on Friday, 8:30, one word, one T, your name and your B card number.
The number is 5395. Very good.
That was
This Is How We Brew It.
On 95 BFM.